sacrifice.
My God. A lot of times, anything God will do require partnership. So if God wants to deliver people from Egypt to the promised land, he will need the partnership of Moses. When God wants to save humanity from sin, he will need the partnership of Jesus Christ. When God wants to perform miracle through the hands of the prophet Elijah, he will need the partnership of Elijah. When God wants to make the man at the beautiful gate walk again, he needs the partnership of Peter and John. Every time God is about to do something, the first thing God looks for is partnership. So if there is a man who is ready to partner with God, the person is positioned strategically for good things. Number one, the person is positioned to be used by God. And number two, the person is also positioned to receive the resources that are supposed to be performed those miracles. So every time a man agrees to partner with God with his assignment on the earth, the man becomes an agent through whom God can choose. And the man becomes an agent through whom the resources will flow. And that is why God will never command a vision unless he has made a provision. And God will never give you an assignment unless he has provided a consignment. And so every time God wants a certain vision to be established on the earth, God is always looking for a man who will agree to partner with him in the vision. And as long as the man partners with God in the implementation of the vision, God will also ensure that there is a provision for the vision. Anytime a man agrees with God to partner with God with divine assignment on the earth, God will ensure that there is a consignment for that assignment. And anytime a man partners with God for the mandate of God, God ensures that there is the money for the mandate. So if only you agree to partner with God, then you can never lack. But unfortunately, instead of knowing to look for God and partner with God, are looking for other things instead of looking for God. Chasing after other things instead of chasing after God and partnering with him. We are partnering with all other people, but we refuse to partner with God. Now, years ago, there was a famine in the city, and the famine or the drought was so severe that God decided to do a miracle in the life of this woman. The woman was a very good woman. Unfortunately, the husband died, and the woman became a widow. And the woman was left with only one child, who was a son. And the drought came, the famine came, and the woman did not know what to do. See how she was crying, she was weeping, and unfortunately, the drought came at the time she was a widow. And so she was left alone to provide for herself and provide for her family. Then God said, I will not allow this widow to go on suffering. Tonight, the word of God said, I should tell somebody tonight that in 2023, the Lord said, he will not continue to watch you suffer. He will not continue to watch you go through that problem. He will not watch you go through that pain. The Lord said, I should tell somebody in 2023 that suffering is about to come to an end. Affliction will not rise a second time. I might come to somebody. So God told the woman, I am going to do a new thing in your life. I am going to bring a breakthrough. I am going to change the story. I am going to change your smile. I am going to give you a new song. And the woman was excited. So God called the woman. That woman, this is how the miracle will happen. I am going to introduce to you a certain prophet. Now, the prophet will come because he is hungry. He's looking for food. And I will be the prophet. Now, this is what you're supposed to do. You are supposed to feed the prophet. You are supposed to give the prophet bread. You are supposed to give the prophet drink. If only you can do this, then you are going to come out of that famine. In fact, that bread, you will never lack divine supply. There will always be food in your house. And the woman was excited. And the woman was happy. And the woman was jubilating. Oh, after all, God is about to change my story. But ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you the shocking news? The shocking news is that what the woman now received, she now started the journey of the miracle. And the miracle was now manifest. The woman said, no, this is not what God said. Listen, that is why when you read 1 Kings chapter 17, the Bible says in verse number 9, it says, go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow there to supply you with food. Those of you in Ghana, and those of you who also can speak tree, the tree language. In the tree language, when you read the tree Bible says, Okunafobi wawa, obema wedianyeji, machrenote onye. He said, there is a widow there. I have told and instructed the widow what the widow should do for you. So it means that before Elijah went to the widow at Zarephath, God had already spoken to the woman and told the woman that I am bringing you a prophet. You are supposed to feed him. If you can do this, then your miracle will come. But the shocking news is that when the man of God arrived and the man of God said, woman, can you bring me a little water and bring me bread also to eat? The woman started complaining. So one of the things that kills the prophecies of God, one of the things makes your miracle delay is complaining. One of the things that makes people's prophecy delay, and sometimes you don't even see a manifestation of that prophet word, is when you begin to complain. The more you complain, the more you destroy your prophecy. The more you complain, the more you kill your miracle. The more you complain, the more you destroy your testimony. The woman started complaining that, oh, man of God, I don't have any bread. You said I should give you bread. I don't have any bread. In fact, all that I have is just a handful of flour in a little jar and a little olive oil in a jar. You see, Elijah was not concerned about how the jar is little, the size of the jar. In fact, Elijah was not concerned about the size of the jar. But the woman, because she was made up of abundance of complaints and always thinking that she does not have, she was even now giving us a description of the size of the jar and the size of the jar, which we are not concerned about. She said, I don't have any bread. I have only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jar, complaining. Then he said, I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself. So she started complaining. A few sticks. What do we want to do with few sticks? To take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat and die. She started complaining. Meanwhile, God had already spoken to her that I am bringing to you a prophet. You are supposed to feed. So if I was the woman, the moment the prophet came, I would start rejoicing. If I was the woman, the moment I see the man, I will start thanking God that my miracle has come. But instead of the woman thanking God, she started complaining. One of the things that can destroy your prophecy this year is the spirit of complaint. Don't complain. Instead of complaining, thank God for the little you have. You see, the woman was just focusing on the little she had. She was refusing to see that the power of God in making little things become big. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I am here to tell you that this year, Don't be a man who likes complaining. Be a thankful person. Be a man of gratitude. I want you to begin. You should have a certain attitude that thanks God. Gratitude is an attitude. Gratitude is an attitude. And if you decide to work with this attitude, you increase your altitude. So men of gratitude are men of attitude. Who have this attitude always have and operate in a higher altitude. And the Bible said, immediately the woman obeyed and listened to the instruction of the prophet. The Bible said, now the food in the house, Elijah ate food every day, and the jar of flour was never used up, and the jug of oil never ran dry, and the word of God about the woman came to pass. Ladies and gentlemen, what made the woman's miracle come to pass? The only thing that made the woman's miracle come to pass was the fact that the woman decided to obey the instructions of God. Henceforth, in the year 2023, God is going to introduce some little things into your life. Can I talk to somebody? God, like the widow, God is going to introduce some little things, little opportunities, little salaries, little breakthroughs. And God is saying that when you see the little things, don't complain. Because some of you, because you have been complaining, you are still not married. The reason why you are still not married is because you are always complaining. And as for this man, he does not have a car. He is too short. I remember when I was in the secondary school, the senior high school, there used to be a certain senior, and his nickname was Too Short. That was the nickname, Too Short. Some of you ladies, you are complaining about height. Meanwhile, you are not tall. You are not tall, yet you are complaining about height. Some of you ladies, you are complaining that the man is not driving. Meanwhile, you yourself, you don't have a motor. You don't even have a bicycle, yet you are complaining. Some of you are complaining that the man that wants to marry you is not being paid a salary that is above $10,000. So because of that, you don't want to embrace such a man. Meanwhile, your own salary is less than $500. Meanwhile, your own salary is less than $500. So I don't know why tonight I'm talking to the women. As I have been a student of the prophetic, and I have seen that a lot of time, when prophecy is about to manifest, it starts small. Everything big begins small. Everything great becomes small. And every time God is about to do something great, he starts with a little thing, because God wants to ensure that you have built capacity for the greatness. A man was babbling, and he gave 5 bags of gold to someone to work with it, to invest. And the man went and got extra 5. He gave 2 bags to another. He went and got extra 2. He gave 1 bag to just one person. And the guy went to hit it and said, I know you are a wicked man. You harvest when you have not sown, and you gather when you have not scattered. Therefore, this is your 1 bag. Take it. And the owner said, you are a wicked servant, a worthless servant. Take that 1 bag from him and give it to another. And he said, to him that has, more shall be given unto him, and to him who does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Listen, anytime God begins giving you small things, it is because God wants you to build capacity with a little. God also wants to see a level of faithfulness. As you walk in faithfulness with the little things God gives you, you build your capacity in that arena, God can now entrust you with the bigger thing. Now, some of you, if God gives you $100,000, you backslide. You'll be the first person to go to hell. But God does not want to kill you before your time. So God will not give you just $10,000. And he will look at the word, whether you are faithful, whether you pay your tithe, whether you give offering, whether you will help others, whether you will not be proud and you'll be humble. And then as you have got the capacity, God will say, now I trust my servant. Now I can give him even more. See, and that is why, it's because God does not, you know, God always honors little things. You see, God honors little things. If the man with the one bag had worked with it, he would still have been called good and faithful servant. So people of God, in the year 2023, God said he will do great things. But the great things will begin small. So every time you see something small happening, know that the great one is on the way. Oh my God. Did I talk to somebody? Yeah, January, February, March, up to December. Anytime you see something small developing, a little opportunity, a little breakthrough, a little platform, a little, you know, whatever, whatever little begins in your life, understand with a prophetic eye that the bigger one is on the way coming. If only you will have one place, you will have God for the little, and you will appreciate God for the little, God will see you as a better one, and God will with the greater and the bigger. Tonight, I prophesy over somebody, the little shall become great. The little shall become great. And tonight, I prophesy over your life, that small thing that has begun in your life, Amen. It will not end small. It shall be Amen. Greater. It shall be bigger. Oh, it shall Amen. Be bigger. Somebody Amen. Shall receive it.
Amen. Receive it.
The little shall become
receive
great.
Receive it.
Instead of the woman celebrating God, that, oh, this little one is about to become a miracle, she started complaining. But I thank God that she began learning some sense. And she said, I need to do the right thing. Immediately she obeyed the instructions of God. Then the miracle started manifesting. People of God, tonight, has God spoken to you? That's the last thing I want to say. Some of you, God will tell you to do some things this year, but it is not the speaking that will bring the miracle. It is the obedience to what God said. So if God told you do this and you don't do it, there will not be any testimony. But if God speaks to you, make sure you obey. Because this year, God is going to talk to some people. God is going to talk to some people, and I see a lot of people here. God is going to talk to you about certain things you need to do, certain friends you need to stay away from, certain miracles and opportunities you should embrace. If only you will be obedient to the instruction, you will see that God will come through for you. Will come through for you. Amen and amen. 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 The last prophetic instruction. He said that for the jar of flour was not used up. Tonight, I prophesy over your life. All the 100 people gathered in this meeting. In this year, 2023, that saith the Lord God of heaven, the jar of flour in your house will never be used up. That jar of flour will not be used up. Maybe Amen. Yours is not a jar of flour. Maybe yes. yours is your jar of money. Yours is a jar of favor. Yours is a jar of good health. Yours is a jar of peace. Yours is a jar of breakthroughs. Yours is a jar of anointing. Yours is a jar of a lot of blessings. I declare tonight that saith the Lord, that in 2023, your jar will never be used up. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare over you tonight or to this morning, wherever you are, your jar of oil, your jar of money, your jar of peace, your jar of good health will never ever shoot up in the mighty name of Jesus. Your jar of oil will never run dry. There will be divine supply. Supply in the morning, supply in the afternoon, supply in the evening. Wherever you find yourself, the Lord shall supply. David said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help will come from the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth. In the name of Jesus, in the year 2023, your supply will come from the Lord. Your supply will come from the Lord. You are thinking about how to make it. You are thinking about how to receive that miracle. You are thinking about how to break through. Say that the Lord, in the year 2023, the Lord himself shall supply all your needs. Glorious riches. Christ Jesus. prophesy to somebody tonight. In the year 2023, the other day, Abraham said, Isaac said, here is the wood, here is the fire, but where is the lamb that we will use for the offering? And Abraham said to Isaac, the Lord shall provide. I am here to tell somebody, in the year 2023, Jehovah is your father. Jehovah Jireh is your father. Jehovah Jireh is your father. The Lord shall provide. The Lord shall provide. The Lord shall provide all your needs with glorious riches. Somebody shout, I hear you. Somebody shout, I hear you. Somebody shout, amen. And somebody shout, amen. Oh my God. This year, you will walk in uncommon supply. There will be no shortages.
Amen.
There will be no shortages.
Amen.
You will want the uncommon supply.
Amen.
There will be supply all year round.
Amen.
Oh my God. When fuel and gas or petrol, when gas was now in shortage, now prices were increasing. When there is shortages, life becomes difficult. There are times and a season where everything you need, you may not get it all round. But the Lord said, there will be divine supply all year round.
Amen.
Somebody say, all year round.
All year round.
You will enjoy good health all year round.
Amen.
Those who are saying amen, you are receiving it. It is about to happen in your life.
Amen.
In year 2023. You and your family, you and your husband, you and your wife, you and your
husband,
it's your family, it's justice, it's your colleagues.
Amen.
You are going to enjoy doing
it. Amen. Amen.
There is something they call peace. It's a very valuable asset. There are people who are rich, but they don't have peace. There are people who have cars and mansions, but they don't have peace. There are people who have inherited a lot of blessings from their fathers, but they don't have peace. There are people who you will see today, and sometimes you even envy them, and you think that they have life is going on for them, because you think that they get everything they want, but you want to them, and they don't have peace. But as for you, 2023, you and your family, you and
amen.
I, we will enjoy the peace of God.
Amen.
Peace all year round.
Amen.
Jesus said, the peace I give you is not what the world gives you. It's not as the world gives you. So Jesus is the everlasting peace. His name is the Prince of Peace. I see the Lord bringing peace into somebody's life.
Amen.
I see the Lord bringing peace into somebody's
amen.
Life. The Lord is bringing peace. The Lord is bringing peace.
Amen.
The Lord is bringing peace.
Amen.
The Lord is bringing peace. That country where you are,
amen.
Those of you in Ireland, US, in UK, in Germany, in Canada, in Ghana, wherever you are joining us from, you will experience the peace of God.
Amen.
Shall fall by your side.
Amen.
And 10,000 shall fall by your right hand.
Amen.
You will enjoy the peace of God.
Oh my God.
I want you to type in the comment section. Come to the chat box and type all year round. All year round. Come and type all year round. All year round. Some of you, you see, that I know a certain rich man. In the year 2012, I met this rich man in Ghana. And the man has money. The man was working in a very big mining company. And he was very wealthy, you know. He had everything. And when you meet the man, you think that, oh, this man, he has arrived. But little did I know that the man was suffering from a certain problem. Every 5 minutes, the man has to go to the loo. Every 5 minutes, he has to go to the loo. And this was a problem. He was going to, I am not excited about it, because you get to understand that people are suffering. Not everything that glitters is gold. In 2023, don't be envying people. If somebody travels and goes beyond you, don't be envying them. Don't envy people who get a car and you are not getting the car. Don't envy people who get the fruit of the womb and you are not getting. Because somebody went to get the fruit of the womb and the person never came back. But you are still around. At least you have life. I am not saying that those who died, we are better than them. No, I am not trying to recall somebody's pain. But all I am trying to say is that sometimes it is better to appreciate the little things you have and trust God that God will do something big in the future. Oh, am I talking to somebody? Don't envy anyone. Because if somebody has gone ahead of you, what does it mean? It only means that the person's time is up. It is the person's turn. It means that it is not your time. And it is not your turn. But if it is not your turn, it doesn't mean that your time will not be up. If it is not your time, it doesn't mean it will not be your turn. If it is somebody's turn, it means that it's your time will also come. Am I talking to somebody? This is why on the day that Noah, the animals came out of the ark, and the Bible said that when they were coming out of the ark, and even when they were going in and coming out, they were going in pairs. Some of the animals, like horses and cheetah and lion and all the first animals, they will run into the ark first. But an animal like a snail and the tortoise, they will take it slowly, slowly, slow but sure. Slow but sure, slow but sure, then they will enter the ark. At the end of the day, God is going to wait for you. I don't know whether you got me. God is going to wait for you at the end of the day. Your own time and time will be up. God will wait for you until and unless that prophecy concerning you have come to pass. God will wait for you. You are going to get there. If it is not your time and your time, don't those who have gone ahead of you, it is just a matter of time and chance. Within a short time, God will also do your own miracle for you. Am I talking to somebody here? Maybe you are here. You have seen a certain kind of money before. But in 2023, little by little, God will take you there. I said, God will take you there. Little by little, you will also have promoted. Little by little, you will even come from an angle you never expected. Maybe you are trusting God that this is how your promotion should come. But God said, no, it is not that way that I have planned. I have prepared something better, something bigger. This is the other way that the miracle is going to come from. So sometimes as human beings, if we don't get it the way we plan, we think that God has disappointed us. But maybe God has a better plan. God has a better route. God has a better location, a better direction, and a better angle, and a better miracle. I am here to prophesy to somebody that in the year 2023, little by little, you will do well. Little by little, you will survive. Little by little, you will be strong. Somebody shout on Yera.
Michael.
I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of God here. I feel the presence of God here. All year round, there will be peace in our homes. All year round, there will be financial breakthroughs. All year round, we will never lack. All year round, there will never be a time you go to bed hungry. All year round, God will cause your children to do well. All year round, you will not be admitted at the hospital. All year round, you will never go through any form of motor accident. All year round, there will not be any disaster around you. There will be promotion. All year round, somebody shout, all year round.
All year round supply.
I don't know about you, but I am seeing an all year round kind of miracle around me. And it has already started. I don't know about you, but yours is starting tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yours is starting tonight. All year round. Listen, wherever you are right now, I am speaking to you, the mind of God concerning sin. I am telling you what God is saying now. And so take this word. Grab this word. This word. Don't forget that all year round, God has covenanted. It's a covenant between you and God. You are going to go through an all year round kind of life. You will not, there will not be a time that you weep. There will not be a time where you will say that God has disappointed me. There will not be a time you say, oh, why me? That story is changing tonight. God is going to give you a new song. You are going to sing a new song. And I don't know the new song you want to sing, but I am singing song of praise. I am singing songs of glory. I am singing songs of testimonies. I am singing songs of global recognition. I am singing songs of international ministry. I am singing songs of prophetic dimension. I am singing songs of financial breakthrough. I am singing songs of $10 million. I'm singing songs of peace and good health. I am singing a lot of songs. I don't know how many songs you want to sing, but tonight the Lord said I should tell you that He's giving you a new song. Oh, amen. I want you to thank God for the new song. We're going to pray. And thank God for the new song all year round. You are singing a new song all year round. Oh.